Welcome to the first episode of the year of Schoolyard Bullshit.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yep. Because the last one we said Happy New Year.
Yeah. And that was like 4 weeks ago with Dr. Goldenchild and Sharon.
The normal one.
What's up? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, man. Didn't realize. But now that I'm thinking about when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I know. We were supposed to record like a few weeks ago, but then something came up.
Dang. That's crazy. We're not used to that. Anyway, what's been going on?
Nothing. Just working. Same old. So, I'm going to start out the show differently going forward. Now we're going to... We're still not going to have segments and shit, but I think it would be fun to do... I want to educate people with my platform, okay? I want to help expand people's vocabulary. So that's why we're going to start doing the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
Dictionary.
So I'm going to find a phrase or a word from Urban Dictionary. I'm going to read it. And then Sharon's going to try to figure out, see if she knows what it is. And we're all going to learn together.
Okay, come on.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The word this week, or the phrase is, flooding the basement.
Flooding the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Flooding the basement. That's the phrase?
That's the phrase.
That's the best phrase that it has? Flooding the basement.
Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
Yes, please.
Okay. The guy, I'm flooding the basement right now. The girl, you sure are. Now fuck me.
Flooding the... And mind you, because I know this is Urban Dictionary, I'm trying to think some ghetto shit right now.
Flooding the basement.
Flooding the basement.
You ready?
This has something to do with money.
No. Nope.
Flooding the basement. Has this term been used in a rap song? I feel like...
I haven't heard it before.
What is it?
Flooding the basement. The act of sexually arousing a female as her vagina becomes wet, her basement floods.
Shit!
Flooding the basement. And that was your Urban Dictionary phrase of the week. Flooding the basement. And I want you guys to get out there and use it. Use it in a sentence. It's
terrible.
Like remember when SpongeBob and Patrick was cussing and it was like that dolphin noise? Mm-hmm. There were sentence enhancers.
Mm-hmm.
Think of this as a sentence enhancer.
Mm.
Flooding the basement.
Flooding the basement. I was not thinking.
Don't you feel sexual. Like your horizons have been broadened? Like you just learned so much just now?
No.
Well, you did learn something.
I mean, I learned something because I did not know that you could use that phrase for that.
Tony, don't make your basement flood.
Yeah, but I've never said.
Yeah, but.
Come on to flood this basement.
Yeah.
You
better start using it now. Yeah. And Valentine's Day coming up too. Ooh.
Who comes up with this stuff?
You finna get your basement flooded on Valentine's Day.
I can't stand it.
Hell yeah.
Why did I agree to this idea?
I'm naming this episode Flood
the Basement. I was about to say, that's the name right there, Flood in the Basement.
That is hilarious.
I have never.
In my life.
Have you heard of someone using the phrase flooding the basement for that?
Yes.
You have?
The phrase I just read for you. Duh. Where the fuck did it go? That was funny.
Oh my gosh.
Flooding the basement.
This is going to be very interesting.
Anyway, what's up?
Nothing much. Let me tell y'all, of course, school semester has started. Work. Oh, my God. Let me just get this out of the way.
What happened?
We're changing systems over.
Y'all still doing that? I thought y'all would have been done by now.
No, it's a whole entire process. So we're getting closer to the actual conversion week. So before that, you have to go through like these testing days. So next week starts
test the system?
Mm-hmm. And they're all day processes. Like these aren't like a couple hours. It's like all day. Like my manager has to be at our seminar location because it's bigger and that's where all the other trainers from this company is going to be at. But she's mandatory like there from 8 to 10 at night.
Oh shit.
So then somehow me and Jose ended up on the schedule.
The 8 to 10 schedule?
We have to already work at our branch. So when we close our branch, will have to leave to go to Seminole to possibly that 10 o'clock time.
For how long? The way they want y'all to do that? Like a week or something?
The days for us would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But then the week of our conversion week, which is the same week as Valentine's Day, that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have to work from 7 to 7:30.
Damn. You finna get some big ass checks. So you better spoil him on Valentine's Day.
What do you mean? Valentine's Day? No.
Fuck you mean no?
No.
He's not.
He's gonna get a gift, but.
He's not worth it?
I'm gonna get spoiled.
Why? Who the fuck is you?
He's gonna get a gift. I mean, he's gonna get something, but. You
Pussy's know. Not a gift.
No, that's not what. No, that's not what I mean. I'm gonna get him a gift. I'm a good gift giver. You, but I'm good.
All I'm hearing is that he's not worth it to you.
No.
That's all I'm hearing. So why don't you spoil him?
I do spoil him, actually.
No, I'm talking I'm about just on saying that day. That
on this
don't
day,
hit me, don't hit me with that I shit. Want... Oh, Valentine's Day don't mean shit because I spoil them throughout
was,
the year.
No, blah, I was going to say blah, the blah, thing, hence why I said I'm going to get spoiled on Valentine's Day.
For what?
What do you mean for what? The same reason why you think he should be spoiled. What do you mean
for
what?
No, because for far too long, men have been neglected. Y'all just think that we just supposed to just give y'all everything.
Here we go with this story. Oh, woe is me.
No, 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 no. No, the sense of entitlement that you just had. Like, oh, he gonna spoil me. For what? Last time I checked, every one of y'all got a pussy. What make y'all so special?
Like I said, he gonna get a gift. I'm gonna get. I don't know what I'm gonna get him yet, but I'm gonna get him something. However, yeah, I want a couple things.
What you want?
So I want to go see The Photographer. It's
I never heard of that.
It's
a movie.
It's the movie with Issa Rae.
Oh, I don't want to watch that. She looks weird to me. She has a weird face to me.
All right.
She's very angular.
She does have more of a boxier, oval-ish shaped face. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. However, the movie looks really good.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's a love story.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
You have a problem.
Anyway, what else you want? You want to see some shitty movie?
It's next. Not. And you watch next. All the good reviews that's going to come, and we're going to readdress that on the show.
You don't have around you, that time. First of all, women, y'all have terrible taste. Y'all don't know what the fuck is good. Y'all see anything and just think, oh, this is the greatest movie ever.
Do you have a problem today with women?
No, I'm just telling you the truth. Y'all just have terrible taste in things.
That's not true. Give me an example.
Name a movie that you like.
A movie that I like.
That I've also seen.
I'm thinking of something that we've discussed that we both agreed on. End of Watch. I just mentioned that because I just see it was on Netflix now. But
oh, it's back on Netflix.
Yeah. End of Watch. We agree. I love movies like that.
Okay.
Another movie.
You probably love all the Tyler Perry movies.
No. Mm-hmm. Not like a huge fan of.
Yeah, stuff. You probably love all
like,
that
I
shit.
I haven't watched. You heard that movie, Fall of Grace, that's on Netflix that everybody mm-hmm. raved about mm-hmm. that he made. Yeah, it's some movie about some crazy woman.
Everybody's that's what all his like, movies about.
Everybody's like, oh, it's so good. But then you have that hand group of people that point out all the flaws in the movie. And I'm like, I'm hoping the actual content or the story behind this movie was good for everybody.
That's
to
the thing about Tyler Perry.
Like,
that's dope that he got the whole studio and shit. But his movies suck.
It's like.
They're not good movies.
Like, it's simple shit,
but
too.
Y'all women love them shits.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, so you want to see a shitty movie?
I don't know what else I want because now.
You said you wanted a few things. I now do. You don't know what you want.
I want, yeah. I just, you know, you can figure something out. I'm not a pressure gift type of person. Like, I don't pressure him to get me certain things. I just told him I just want a couple things.
But you didn't give him nothing to go on.
Right. I actually told him I did want a pair of earrings. I told him that a while ago. Let's see if he remembers that.
See, why y'all got to do shit like that? Let's see if he remembers. Why don't you just tell him?
Because. It's not like
y'all make shit fucking difficult.
Because it's not like come Valentine's Day, if I don't see those earrings, I'm going to be like, well, I told you I wanted this. I'm not like that.
The fact is, you're like, let's see if he remembers. You ain't have to say that.
Let's just see if he remembers.
You're a shitty person.
It's just an idea.
You're a shitty person.
I mean, it won't be the first time I heard that.
Women are so toxic.
And what the hell are y'all?
We are just hurt from being abused by y'all toxicity.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
it's really sad when you think about it. Oh. That we have to, you know, mm-hmm. we have to be guarded.
Oh, that's such a strong word to use. Mm-hmm. Men are guarded.
What the fuck was that face? Did you, something stuck in your jaw?
I don't have nothing to say.
Anyway, we need to figure out what we're going to get him for Valentine's Day. What?
I don't know, but I'll figure something out. I give really good gifts. Okay.
Says who?
Says him. He loves everything that I get him.
Does he?
I like to think so.
Yeah. Because you live in a vacuum. A feedback loop. An echo chamber, if you will. Excuse me. Why are you looking like that? This is a podcast. We have to talk.
Because I'm waiting for you to continue on with the foolishness that's running out of that thing in the front of your face.
Thing?
That thing. Yeah.
That thing. That thing. Yeah.
What are you going to do on Valentine's Day? Do you have a Valentine this year?
I never do.
Wait. Let's go back. So the last episode we talked about what we want to do, like, things that we would do for New Year's.
That was so long ago.
That's why I'm saying. We talked about things that we would be doing for the new year. Bringing things in. This year, well, every year.
Traveling.
No, don't want to travel more. What I was going to ask you about.
Oh, that's all I remember that I said.
Every year you mentioned that you like to bring in.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. Nah. Okay. I fucked some old shit. I did fuck some, but it wasn't new.
It wasn't new.
Nah. I tried, but you know, it's like, yeah, let me take the path of least resistance.
Ah, you make it easy on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it was some good sex, though.
Glad you enjoyed it for the new year. I mean, I'd hope so.
Got some. Damn, I'm just kick me. Damn.
I'm sorry.
Fucking bolts you got on.
That's why I don't wear these, because they do make my feet look so long. And I only wear a size 7.
In women's.
Yeah. Which is not a big foot. It's mm-mm. like an average size foot, I think.
I think it'd be like a 5 in men's or some shit.
Yeah, that's a 5.
Something like that.
Anyway, but, okay. So, back to, from that, now I can go to the new day. Are you going to have a Valentine this year?
I'm an adult.
Okay, so what? Adults still have Valentines.
No.
You go out with somebody on Valentine's Day, that's your Valentine.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's how it is.
No, not doing that.
Why? Why aren't for you going out with somebody? Because
it's a made-up holiday that the man, the corporate pigs, have tricked you into thinking that that day means something of value to the masses.
Okay. Do I snap now?
Use your common sense.
There's nothing wrong with going out with somebody on Valentine's Day.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it.
So what's the problem?
There's no problem. So where are y'all gonna go?
Why should I don't know now. I might need off work until later, so it might not be.
What day does it fall on? It's probably during the week or something, right?
Friday this year.
Oh, really? That's good. I feel like it always falls on like during the week,
like a Monday or a Tuesday or some crazy shit like that.
Oh, well, you know, this is a leap year. We got through an extra day.
Yeah, and you know, the first thing, I've never heard this before, like, people's like, oh, it's a leap year. You know, it's going to be a lot of people getting pregnant or something like that.
People are stupid.
I've never heard of anything like that before. People say anything. Like, how do people come up with these sayings?
I don't fucking know. They're just dumb. Like, people fucking, that's what happens.
Like, when people say, what's that old time saying? My coworker said this the other day, and I was like, really? Going to go see a man about a mule? Or is it about a horse?
About a dog or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just basically means none of your business.
Like,
and
what?
It pisses me off. just say it ain't my business, bitch. I'm like, oh, what you finna get? Oh, finna go see a man about a dog. I'm out to hit you in your shit. It's so fucking condescending. Like, bitch, whatever the fuck you got going on is not that important. Motherfucker.
Just got really aggressive.
I'm just saying, that shit don't get on your nerves.
It's gonna go see a man about a dog.
Bitch, fuck you.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know what we're gonna do on Valentine's Day. I'm not gonna, like, put too much on it. We don't have to do anything, really.
Say that shit now.
I don't trip about this about that day.
You okay over there?
I'm trying to get myself together.
What's wrong? Are your jacket getting card
getting,
or something?
I'm getting fat. I feel like my shirt rolling up. I don't like that.
Oh, the white shirt.
Yeah. It's like rolling. I'm getting some back rolls or something going on back there. I don't like that.
No. Congratulations. How many months along are you?
Zero.
I don't like that little extra laugh at the end. You don't want to tell anybody. You don't want to, you can come out on the podcast. This could be like your tell the world
you're
pregnant.
Let me tell you right now. If I found out that I was pregnant,
kill it, bitch.
You'd be kill it, bitch. Coming to visit me in the hospital.
Because you're going to kill it?
No, I'm not going to kill it.
Get this thing out of me.
Before the thing could even come out. Yeah.
Hit it with no condom. Had to make it eat a plan B.
You're terrible. But I would have like, I'd have a whole mental breakdown. So
I'd why? Try,
I don't know. Like, I just can't see myself.
All you gotta do
ever.
Is make an appointment, a little nip and tuck. Problem solved.
Is it? Is that? That's. It's just that easy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Listen, I freaked out the first time I had to take a plan B. That was terrible.
Duh, tell me about it. Duh, I remember my first time.
How was it?
I just had to pay for it. That's all. I went half with a girl on the plan B one time. I'm like, oh, she's a queen. She was like, oh, you want to go half? I said, of course, I would love to go half.
That thing is what?
That was $50? 3 months ago.
3 months ago?
A few months ago.
Oh, well, I mean, that's not too far from.
What are we in, January? Oh, yeah, it was about 3 months. October? No, it was in November, December. Yeah. It's the end of November. Mm-hmm.
Keep on.
She found me on Snapchat because I didn't get her number. I don't like, bitch, I'm finna disappear.
What?
Mm-hmm. I told you the story.
What? No, you didn't tell me the story. What do you mean? Where did you find her at? Out? You was out? Or did you find her on the internet?
Will you relax?
I need to know.
You know where I found her? When I was going to see a man about a dog, that's when I found her.
Don't go there.
Yeah, see, now you see why it's aggravating.
Don't go
now
there.
Now you see why it's aggravating.
I didn't agree with the statement. Okay, so, hello, the people want to know. Specifically
no,
me.
You want to know.
Oh, where did you find this girl?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, one of them stories. Got it.
Because there's other people involved and I don't want to incriminate anybody.
Got you. Okay. Next.
Yes, next. How do we even get here?
How do we get anywhere in our conversations?
I don't fucking know, man. I'm just here.
All right.
I'm alive.
That's good. How was Austin?
Austin, Texas? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd you like it?
It was cool. I want to go back.
Yeah.
It was fun. I didn't get a chance to like really explore because I was with Kobe and his family most of the time. So.
Right.
Well, pretty much the whole time.
I hear it's really fun out there. But that's like one of the places. It's not like the top, but it's one of the places that's coming for like a lot of young people to move to.
Oh, in Austin? Yeah.
Like people can get good jobs out there. But like the cost of living is
decent.
Way different.
Yeah, you can get like, for what you can get.
A luxury apartment here in price. And what you get there, you can go ahead and just get you a whole house.
Yeah, Kobe got like a. I guess you would call it like a townhome. It's not an apartment. It's like, you know how those houses are like, I don't know how to explain it. They're like right next, like they're like connected. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a condo.
Yeah, like a townhome. They still consider those like townhomes.
Yeah, well, he has that. He had a 2-car garage. He upstairs, downstairs. He has a loft and he got 2 bedrooms and a loft, 2 bathrooms. I didn't ask him how much he paid, but I know it's cheaper than. Some shit the same size down here.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and it's crazy because you see how they're building like way more stuff. And it's where the fuck is all these people going to go? And then you see articles. Like, I seen an article where Florida's becoming one of the most moved in states.
Yeah.
Especially with like all the traffic and stuff like that. I'm like, well, if you got somebody moving from New York to here.
We got a lot of New Yorkers here, it seems like, in Florida.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Like, if they're moved, they're used to paying. For something that's...
Oh, yeah. So they come down here like, oh, this a lick.
Right. Like, to them, this is they living the life, because yeah. what they was paying for up there and what they're paying for down here, whether it compares, they're getting more bang for their buck down here.
Yeah. And that'd be like us going to like Texas or something.
Right. It's so crazy the difference of like.
Yeah. States. But I think it's because Texas is so big, like it's so spread mm-hmm. out. Like here we're getting to the point where we're kind of starting to get crowded. I mean, depending on where what city we're in, like, of course, there's cities in Florida where
it's like
it's still like real, yeah. like rural and country kind of. It just depends on where you live in.
Mm-hmm. Alicia, she's in LA right now.
Oh yes, yeah, she moved there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna go there in July.
July.
Yeah, but it's. I don't know. She's been fine right now. Like, I'm, like, waiting for her to tell me about her traffic issues and stuff like that.
Oh, where she live?
She doesn't live too far from downtown LA.
Does she live far from where she works? Or is she not working yet?
She's not working yet.
Oh, okay.
But she doesn't live far from, like, the downtown. I think so, she's actually, like, right in.
So she might be good. Because I think LA is just one of the things, like, if you got to get to somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, on the other side of town, that's when it's a bitch. But if everything is in your area, yeah. then I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah,
so she might live where it's not that bad.
Hopefully wherever she works, that isn't too far from her, because I can't imagine.
California's big as fuck. Like, we don't really think about it, but that shit's big.
It's large.
It's big as fuck. It's like the whole fucking, well, not the whole West Coast, but it's like a big chunk of the West Coast.
It is. That shit's crazy.
You don't really realize it, but that shit's fucking huge.
Yeah, I can't wait to go out there and check it out.
This will be your first time?
Mm-hmm. At least in LA, yeah. I mean.
Oh, you've been to California before?
Actually, no. I thought about that. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Just Vegas. That's not even California. That's a whole different. They're next to each other, but
no. Yeah.
Nope. But that's so it'd be my first time in California. Yeah, no. It'd be my first time in California.
I've never been to California either.
So that'd be fun.
That'd be fucking awesome, dude. You guys gonna go to a dispensary, gonna get some weed, gonna get your legal marijuana card, gonna smoke some fat dubes, gonna go to Venice Beach.
Well, that'd be cool. The smoking part, I'm not too sure about that. I'm not a smoker. Hey, if somebody's around me doing it, cool. I'm not a smoker, though.
You finna get smoked out.
You think so?
No, I don't think so. Oh. Just joking. Are you gonna go for like a week or so, like a weekend?
I haven't decided how long I'm gonna go for. Because...
You're going
normally... Back. When around that time, I do take my week off. So, but I don't know if I want to spend.
But when your birthday? June?
July.
Oh, are you going to go for your birthday? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Around my birthday time. We all know this is a big birthday this year. You're going to hit that number too this year, right?
What, 30?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. So I don't know like what the full celebration is going to be, but that's going to be part of it. I might just actually use my whole birthday time and just spend it out there.
How much? Okay. Got you.
For like,
that'd be dope though.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun. Somewhere somewhere different. I didn't know if I wanted, like, where I want to go, like, out of the country or if I need to wait a minute before
I'm going to Japan for my 30th.
Oh, yeah. You're, like, planning that out. How's that going? Like, have you been
But I think I'm going to extend it because I was going to do 5 days, but. It takes like 24 hours to get over there, so you lose a day in traveling. So if I do there and coming back, that's only 3 days.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to do 7 days. So that way I'll still get the 5 days there.
A lot of people that I know that have gone, it's been closer to 2 weeks that they've spent.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that long.
Yeah.
But, so yeah.
Do you have somebody like to go with?
I was going to go by myself, but I told Jasmine and Nia and them, they want to go.
Okay.
So, but I was looking, when I did 5 days for like the round trip ticket, and the hotel, mm-hmm. it was like $1,100.
Oh.
That ain't shit.
That's easy.
That's what I'm saying. And not till October. Yeah. So I've just been putting a few $100 aside each check. Mm-hmm. And then me and Rashad supposed to be going to Italy in June or July. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think July. So I've been putting money to the side for that too.
Yeah, I think me and Alicia, because we're trying to decide where we want to go out of the country. And I think that's. We talked about that, but I also really want to go to Greece.
Oh, that'd be dope.
So it's going to be out of one of those two. I don't know if you've ever heard of Scott Cheap Air.
Never heard of it.
It's like it's a legit site where a lot of people use it. It's basically this company. They're looking at all types of like out of country flights and stuff. and like different deals that we don't get to see. Or like, okay. You know, like that off time when you can go in and get a ticket for half the price of.
Yeah, like when the sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know, like obviously, like we don't get to see that shit. We don't know when's the good time to go look on, like especially depending on who you're flying with. Yeah. And the airlines, they're like JetBlue, Southwest, you know.
Yeah.
British Airways, stuff like that.
I feel like I never see JetBlue pop up. Like when I be on Google Flights and I just put in dates.
I think with
it never pops up.
They don't pop. It's just like Southwest.
Yeah, you
too.
Gotta
like
go to their website.
You actually have to go to the website.
That's where I flew when I went to Austin.
JetBlue.
No, Southwest.
Yeah. I pretty much
two free bags. They ain't have no TVs though.
Fly them. But you know, like you can connect to their
Wi-Fi. Yeah, but you gotta pay for it though.
No, like the last time I connected to last time I flew, I didn't have to pay for nothing. All I had to do was just get on. Like I had the app, and you can log into like their little media thing. You
whatever.
Watch movies, and all the movies are like updated movies. They're not like no old shit.
I thought you had to pay for it.
You can watch TV shows and shit.
Yeah.
So you can, but their Wi-Fi, if you want to do like full internet streaming.
Then you got to pay for that.
Then you pay for that.
Oh, okay.
But
so
you can go on and you can stream like their movies. You can look at their TV shows. And
yeah.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. My flight was short, so I ain't worried about all this. I just took a little nap, but. If it's like a long flight, yeah, I'm gonna have to pay for that. Mm-hmm. I haven't really went nowhere far enough so like I'm gonna pay for the Wi-Fi. Like I ain't no fucking. It's not like I'm work from home or something like that where I gotta get the work done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think the last time I did it was when I flew to Vegas.
Yeah, see that I would do it. Like
that's
like 5 hours, 5-6 hours or whatever.
Long trip. But I mean, the trip coming back, I slept the whole time because it was like, whew, finally. Yeah. You don't sleep when you're over there at all. But
yeah, because y'all was on fucking drugs and shit.
We was on something. I know that.
Which I was on? Speed?
I don't know, but let me tell you, we was
Blue Dolphins.
Done for. Okay.
Right. Did you go see that? I don't know what made me think of that, but did you see that the new Bad Boys movie? Are you going to see it?
We seen it already. We seen it last Friday.
What'd you think? I've been hearing that it was good. The black kid.
It was good. It was good.
I have no desire to see it.
It's new characters in the movie, obviously.
I heard that the way they ended it, it's set up to where it can be another one or something like that.
Yeah, that's me and Tony both said the same thing. We feel like it's going to be another one. I don't think Martin is going to be that involved in it.
Martin seemed like he tied all this shit.
Well, I mean, that's why, and like you can just tell from how the movie played out, like not saying he won't be in it. But he won't be in it as like
maybe
he'll
have like a cameo or something.
Yeah, like just kind of like you know, I can see Will going to his house or something like that. And,
yeah, just
but
showing
not
his
actually
face.
Actually, being a bad boy cop. But the movie was decent. I think it was some good funny parts, and then it was parts where it was the funny seemed a little forced.
The what now?
Like the joke seemed just slightly a little forced.
Oh, in this one?
Yeah. But it wasn't, I'm not going to say it was bad either. It was good.
Right.
It was good. And it was random too. Like I wasn't expecting us to go see it. Tony, he just hit me up at work and said, I got tickets to go see Bad Boys. And I said, oh.
That is so sweet. Yeah. You don't find that nowadays, you know?
You can't even take yourself serious. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't take myself serious.
You can't take yourself serious.
I am the most serious guy ever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know how serious? You're toxic. You are toxic.
Mm.
You are toxic. And you need to do better. I'm going to pray for you.
There's no point for you to pray for me.
Excuse me?
Pray for me for what? And who are you going to pray to?
Myself.
Exactly.
Duh.
Exactly. Why I said, what is the point?
Oh, shit. Like, that's funny.
What are you exactly going to be able to do?
I'm sorry, did you say something? Oh, shit.
I cannot.
That's funny. So, earlier we were talking about how you're pregnant. Congrats again, by the way.
Thank you.
So, it got me to think. Well, I was thinking about this the other day. You know what's really sad? Like, when little kids be having, like, two shitty parents.
Oh.
It's like, damn. I put a shit on Twitter. It's like, damn, little man ain't asked to be here. And now he got to deal with y'all bullshit.
It's really ridiculous.
I think I had seen a video or like a video or some shit on a... I should have saved it. I didn't think about it for the show. But on like Instagram or some shit or Twitter. And they were both wrong. Like the way that the video started, like you like, oh, why? They painted the dude to be the bad guy. But like basically like the girl was in the car. And she clearly, which is already fucked because you got somebody filming you. So somebody was in the passenger seat filming her. And she's like on the driver's side. And then you see the dude walk up to the car and was like, basically asking to see this kid like, so are you gonna let me get my daughter or my son? Or are you gonna let me get my child? I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Mm-hmm. And then the girl was like, no, why? Da, 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 da. He was like, man, fuck. Like he got mad and like stomped off and shit. And they was like, oh my God, why he acting like that? He acting so da, 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 da. No, bitch, why the fuck are you sitting there filming? You knew that was gonna happen. That's why you got somebody in the passenger seat filming. Nobody's talking about that.
Right.
Like, you did that shit on purpose.
Like, you knew what the reaction that you
and
was
going to
get.
And I'm sure for him to get that mad to that point, y'all had already been, like, going back and forth earlier that day, probably, or earlier that week.
Or it's just something that you go through with, like, you put this person through, or y'all go through this back and forth.
This isn't a new occurrence.
Yeah. For him to get that mad that quickly, then...
Yeah, because it was quick,
obviously,
like... Yeah,
this is something that y'all have a pattern of this. And then the fact that you have somebody recording it, that's immature as fuck.
Yeah. I just ain't like how they were trying to paint like, oh, look at him. He's being so childish. Why is he da-da-da-da-da? Nah, clearly you push him to the point because nobody's just going to act like that out of nowhere.
Yeah. Listen. Too raggedy pants.
That's sad.
God. I can't imagine. Then they be wondering what's wrong with these kids.
Yeah. Well, they don't got no fucking structure.
They don't have no type of structure. But it's just like with, I mean, not even going to put his business out there, but like Tony, like him and his.
But Tony's not a shitty person, though.
No, he's not a shitty person. But like people wonder why, you know, he doesn't cover up his reaction if she does something that's
because
like,
she pushed
spiteful.
Him to that point.
Right. It's like. You have to go back and be like,
he's not wrong for that though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but if people outside looking in, they might try to paint him as the bad guy. Like, no, y'all.
Like, why does he get to talk to her like that? Why is he acting like this?
Because that bitch is fucking goofy. Goofy ass bitch.
Let's go back. But he's also, because he dislikes her that much that he's not going to explain himself.
That shouldn't have to.
And he's not going to apologize, you know, for having to let her know about herself. Whereas if it was flipped, you know, if when he does stuff, she's either calling his mom and stuff like that. And he's like, okay.
Right.
Like, and I just be like, I mean, any normal human that expects respect. And then that other person expects them to like receive the respect. You have to give it first.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot start shit with somebody and then expect them to just be peaches and cream with you still.
That's insanity.
Or up your ass. That's not normal in the everyday world. Forget having children involved. Nobody acts like that.
Yeah.
And just because you throw a child in there, you should respect that person even more because you have to deal with them.
Yeah.
For a lifetime.
Yeah, to be honest, it's not even the next 18 years.
It's
y'all going to be dealing with each other.
Y'all going to be dealing with each other, period.
In some capacity.
So... I don't get it. I don't know why people make it hard or difficult. And I'm not saying it's all the women, because men make it difficult as well. Like, men have pushed women to seem like treat them like they're nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially when it comes to them being in the child's life. But then there are women who purposely set out to destroy men.
Yeah.
As soon as they get a child involved. That's like their bait. It's like, that's what they use the child for. It's like, you can't see your child if you don't do this. You can't, you know.
Well, I guess I won't be seeing a motherfucking end.
And
I'm not going to be jumping through hoops and all this extra shit.
I see these arguments all the time, and I just be like, this is dumb, but I ain't going to respond because I don't need to get into it with none of these little bitties on here on Facebook.
Yeah.
But gosh, there's always some type of argument about what the child's father needs to be taken care of when y'all aren't together.
Okay.
Meaning, so, okay, the child's expense is one thing. Y'all had the child together, so I'm always going to be a 50-50 type of person.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the child. Now, just because y'all aren't together and you have the child living with you full-time, that does not necessarily mean that this man also has to support your personal bills on top of what this child needs.
I'm not giving you money to get your hair and nails and shit done.
Right. Like, you see people, they're like, oh, well, mine's, if I need him to help me get my car fixed, da da da, or if I need him to pay this bill. What? What do
they,
you mean?
They try to frame it like, we gotta get my car fixed cause the kid.
Right, cause I gotta take your kids to school.
Yeah, and shit like that.
You want your child to have a roof over his head.
Yeah.
If that's the case, they asses can come stay with me until you get your shit together.
There you go.
I don't have to pay for you to, for your lights to be on.
Yeah.
I have a place.
And my bills paid.
And my car running. What do you mean I need to give you shit to get your?
Yeah. Because women were driving around with all they goddamn warning lights on their cars.
Like, all of it.
Oh, I think I need an oil change. No, bitch, you need a new car.
Like, I see those arguments, and then you see people like, oh, y'all aren't dealing with real men because a real man gonna step. Whatever the fuck that means.
I don't fucking know. It sounds like that. I think that's 40 plus Facebook.
That needs to be put in the Urban Dictionary. I'm sure you'll see that somewhere.
Oh, it's probably in there.
You see that, and I'm like, what? Because a real man gonna do regardless. Not if this man also has another woman in his life.
Yeah, like he can't.
Or has other kids in his life. His only priority and responsibility is the child.
Exactly.
And don't let the child, and don't let the man already be on child support. What do you mean?
That shit's fucked up. Like, I don't wish that on my worst enemy. That child support and all that
it's
shit.
It's crazy. It's really wild. Then went raggedy how it ass. Works. And it's like the system is so. Like, the system is crazy.
Yeah,
it's not like it's being properly monitored, or it's not. It's almost like the system was just set up bad altogether. Yeah. Like, Tony, no lie. I mean, he works. So, obviously, when you work, you're paying your child support.
Because they come from your check, right?
First, right. But even being on child support, he still gets letters, like, every 2 to 3 months about them, like, going for his license or something like that. He always has to call and say, hey, I've already paid.
I'm current, or whatever.
I'm current. And they have to like, oh, yeah, we do see that you've been paying. Well, why the fuck are you sending out letters?
Yeah, y'all like, just trying, like, y'all trying to fuck niggas up.
Yeah, I'm like, this shit
That shit
is,
like being on probation or some shit.
No, for real. Or then, like, if you, and some people that's on it can't get, like, a passport. Like, it's little
Yeah, I know,
shit.
It's a lot of shit.
It doesn't make
That'll
any sense.
That'll put your ass in jail.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Shit fucked up.
It's crazy. But it's crazy how some, like, stuff like that can ruin the relationship a parent has with their child. Like,
that's the fucked up thing, though, because, like, a lot of, like, I know people, like motherfuckers, like, were raised by their mama one way or whatever, thinking that, my daddy ain't shit, da 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 da. And then when they get older, they probably hang around their dad, like, oh, maybe my mama was the one that was on that bullshit. Like, it wasn't even you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, because, yeah, if you're with the person, you're with your mom or your dad the whole time,
You don't get the other side. Yeah.
I mean, and I think, like, my dad raised me and my brother.
I'm sure he didn't speak ill about your mama.
He never talked bad about my mom. Like, to us, he never.
Yeah, not in front of y'all.
He never put out there, oh, she's not doing this because she don't want to do this and all this stuff. Like, we never got a bad story from him about her.
Yeah, well, however y'all feel about your mama, that y'all developed that on your own.
That's just something you develop. Yeah. And, you know, and that's why, like, I don't understand what people, you know. Yeah, your child might may feel some type of way based off of the stories they have been told. But the minute they decide, once they get older, they're mentally mature to deal with the situation, stuff come to light.
Yeah.
Things really come out.
Yeah.
What's the point?
I don't know. People just talk a lot of this shit out, but they just refuse to. Because people would just be, I feel like when motherfuckers be doing all that hooping and hollering and shit, I didn't mean to close that window. I feel like it's still love there. Like, I got this one coworker. I don't even know the dude's name. He's a white dude. But every morning, I swear to God, every morning, like, I'm gonna record him one morning. He just talks about, like, oh, I gotta go to court. My ex, this, like, he literally just complains about, like, I just want to see my kids. Da, da, da. But it's like every morning, it's like, bro, like, I get it. You going through some fucked up shit, but we all got going through some
we
shit.
All got
I don't want to hear your problems, right, bro. But it's like every fucking morning. So it's like,
and it, like, talking, bashing the next person is you gonna make them.
He's not
go
necessarily.
Away.
He don't necessarily bash her, but he's all, oh, yeah, I got an injunction against her. I got a restraining order against her. Da, 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 da. I mean, it is what it is. Like, da, 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 da. Like, bro, all right, bro. Like, but it's like, because he wanted them white people. You could tell that, like, he was like, I ain't gonna say he tried to act black, but I could tell that he grew up around black people. Mm. So he kind of like talk yeah. like that. Like I could tell he not trying to sound black. That's just kind of how he talk.
Kind of what he adapted to.
Yeah, like, I could tell he grew up around black people, which yeah. is fine. But it's like, so he be like, man, it is what it is. Da-da-da-da-da. Like all that type of shit. Like, all right, bro, whatever.
Then the next day.
And it's literally the same shit. Like he's never like, it's like, but you'll ask him, how was your weekend? Well, yeah, man, just about the kids. Da-da-da-da. I'm a big mama. Like, all right, bro. All right. All right. It's like a hurt woman, but I feel like he only acting like that because he still got love for the bitch.
Yo, that's crazy. Like, they need to be like something. You got the hurt baby mama. No, it'd be hurt baby daddies too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 100%.
Hell yeah.
Like, hold up. Pause.
Yep.
You just as hurt, if not hurt, than this woman is. And I'm like you, if you still bringing up, you harping on it, this a lot of the times, especially with women, they do stuff out of spite because they be in their feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all didn't break up because you didn't want to be with him no more. Y'all broke up because something forced y'all to not be together. Yeah. No more, and that's just something that you have not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And you using whatever against this person.
Like, I feel like a lot of women... I could be wrong, but it's from what it looks like from the outside looking in. It's like when women like put dudes through all that bullshit, I feel like they get to the point where like, oh, if we're not going to be together, then I'm just going to make his life miserable.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a conscious, like, even if they do it subconsciously, I don't know if they like sit there and think like one day, like, mm-hmm. huh, this is what I'm going to do. But it seems like they do that shit. Yeah. I don't know whether they do it on purpose or if it's subconsciously, but.
I know like when I first got with Tony, that's what I like being on the outside. Looking in, that's the vibe that I got.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
It's like you're doing it on purpose.
Oh, you think you finna be happy?
Nah.
Watch how I flip this shit up.
Hit his ass with a wild card. Like,
here you go.
Hit his ass with a draw foe. Like,
and then it's like,
Yeah.
But this not even based off like baby mamas, baby daddies. People in general, what are you getting out of?
They just get
that literally makes something. You do something to somebody that's fucking them over. That doesn't make that person come back to you even more. Yeah,
exactly. Let me go back.
That's how your ass get killed with some people.
Yeah, for real.
Like no real shit. That's how your ass can find yourself in some real trouble with fucking with the right person.
Right.
And the minute you do something to somebody, just because you and your feelings, that person's gonna retaliate. And it ain't gonna be pretty on your end.
Right.
Then what?
Excuse me.
Exactly. Not saying that it's okay for them to be, you know, for no man to go beating on a woman or people killing or whatever. Yeah, but at the same time, you cannot provoke somebody and expect them to walk around you like...
That's insanity. Doing the same action and expecting a different outcome.
Ridiculous.
Like, what the fuck you expect, bitch?
Like, I never got that from people. Like, how do you expect to treat somebody one way and then...
Some people don't... They think the world just, like... They have, like, some type of complex where they feel like the world just...
Literally sits and revolves around.
Yeah. Or, like, they could just do whatever and, like, they don't have no...
There's no consequences for their actions. It's really ridiculous.
It's sickness.
It is.
You need to get out of that.
I don't have that
problem. I want you to be better.
I don't have that problem. I don't give a fuck enough to have that problem.
Yeah.
Honestly. I don't.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're going to see. Mrs. I want a few things.
Oh, child. I ain't worried about that.
Oh, now she ain't worried about it.
I ain't worried about that.
See it all? We bring it full circle.
I really wish you guys could see the theatrics that we're getting today.
Theatrics?
Like, yes, ooh, they're theatrical.
Somebody's been reading their dictionary.
Shut up. If you guys could just see the hand movements, the facial expressions. Wow.
You're just mad because I'm bringing it full circle.
Okay, yeah.
You're a hater.
Okay, good. Call it what you want. I'm just saying. Extra. Real extra.
Whatever. I'm just trying to give you...
Speaking of crazies, did you look at the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
No, I meant to ask you that. I meant to ask you that earlier this week because I was going to talk about it, but I didn't watch it. I'm like, damn, I forgot.
Oh, dang.
Did you watch it?
I'm going to watch it today.
I'm going to watch it today.
It's crazy. They had it on Netflix, and then I actually seen it on TV.
Really?
Yeah, on Monday they had it.
The same one?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a different one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't broken up in like episodes. It was just one long documentary. It was actually on TV. Was it the A&E channel?
Probably so. they do a lot of that type of stuff.
I think it was. Huh. But they had it on TV, and I was like, oh, let me watch this shit. Because, you know, I kept seeing people, like, throw their little comments on it or whatever. You haven't seen it yet, but it's actually...
I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it today. It's how many parts is it? Oh, damn, you watch it on TV.
I watch it on TV, but...
I'm going to watch it today.
It's very interesting. Like, a lot of...
He killed, like, two people or some shit, right? Or more than that.
So...
He killed his friend or something? Or
he, like, shot somebody in the eye that was actually on his trial and everything.
Oh, wow, that's gangster.
He was just basically all around little hood baby, okay?
That motherfucker had CTE. There was something wrong with him.
It was definitely something wrong with him, but it got worse when...
Would you let your kids play football?
I would be afraid.
I'm not letting my kids play football if I had kids. I'm not going to let them play football. They can do anything else. They ain't playing football.
It's just such a dangerous sport.
Yeah, fuck that. Especially, and you think about it, like, if motherfuckers been playing football, like, tackle their whole life, they start as, like, kids. Mm-hmm. So you're getting that, like, shit. Like,
the effects that it has.
From a fucking little
kid.
Those,
like, those two kids that died here from playing football.
Yeah, one of them died on the field, right?
One of them in died high school, on the
right?
field.
Yeah, yep. that was a few months ago, right?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It was another one that had passed.
I didn't know about it. I heard about one.
I don't think he was from this area.
I remember people posting a picture. And I didn't know what happened. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, yeah, he like, something happened. Like, he had a seizure or some shit. And he just died right on the field. Yeah, I remember that. That was a few months ago.
Like, I cannot yeah. go through that.
But I wouldn't let my kids, like, do anything. You know what's crazy? What I am going to make them do, I'm going to make them play an instrument. I want them to be able to write, read music, and play an instrument. Like,
it is crazy.
I'm going to have sports be optional, but, like, you know, some people, they make their kids play sports. I'm making their ass do an instrument. They can play sports if they want to. Just not football. They can do basketball. They can do soccer. They can do baseball.
I prefer them do something like something musical or art or something like that, because that stuff is more, to me, is more stimulating to the mind.
Yeah, makes you smarter.
And then, too, it's like, okay, kids are a little bit different now. The kids that... people in our generation is birthing, they're a little bit different.
How so, you think?
Like, I just feel like Tony's son, he's a, you know, you look at him for his size, for his height, or his age, I mean, his age,
he's
his
big height, for his age, I mean?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's built like you would think, oh man, this kid, he'll be good at basketball, oh, he'll yeah, be good yeah, at yeah, football. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, for us, we spent a lot of time outside growing up. Mm-hmm. So it was natural for us to be running up and down the street, playing basketball on the corner and stuff. But, you know, a lot of kids, they don't do that no more.
What does his son do? He don't do that.
His son, he doesn't do none of stuff. They tried to put him in basketball. He wasn't for it.
Yeah.
He would go and have a whole tantrum on the court.
They should try to do music or
something. Well, that's why I told him, because I was like, well, you see him. And I told him, like, for our house, because we're starting to build his toy collection at my house. And I was like, ooh, let's get him a drum set. Because you see him, and he'll just be randomly, like, going like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, knocking acting like he's, or, you know, he likes to sing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why don't y'all just put him in some type of music class?
Yeah, and Tony have been around music, so, like, yeah. with Chaz being a DJ and shit. I mean, that's not, like, playing an instrument, but it's all musical.
It's something. And, once, like, Tony wasn't realizing that, like, it took him to see his child struggle on the football court, because they tried football, then on the basketball court, like, to see him go through, like,
he just don't
and
like that shit.
And he finally realized, like, you know what? He ain't messing with it.
Yeah, he don't fuck with
He's like, maybe later. Because, you know, Tony played basketball, so that was, like, his thing. Like, ooh, yeah, he can, you know, let's get him on the basketball court. But when he seen all he, and Tony took him twice and was like, let's cut it out.
Yeah. At least he did try. But, like, I feel like you can't force no kid. Because I feel like it's going to end up backfiring.
Yeah. So I was like, look at what he likes to do here. Like, when he's just around minding his own little business. Now, if you take him to a room and he sees stuff that he actually likes, you're going to get a different response.
You should just take his ass to the music store one day and see, like, how he react. Like,
I
take
told him, to but I mean, it took, it did, like, I told him at the beginning, like, when they first was, like, doing the whole instrument, the football or sports thing, I told him that. And I was like, all right, but, hey, y'all try
it. But Lizzie tried, go. Yeah.
But he finally realized what I was trying to say to him. Once he actually seen what his son's reactions were to that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he still likes, you know, he likes cars and stuff like that, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's into that whole sports thing right now. He might grow into it later.
Yeah, maybe
in life,
later,
but
yeah.
But I still think they need to put him in something that'll help him with his mental mind and stuff.
Yeah, I think, music lessons or something, that'll be dope.
Yeah, but sports... sports scare me for kids.
Only like, football bothers me.
It's because it's just, it's too much. But it's, oh, I just looked. It's three episodes.
Oh, it's three. Okay.
Yeah. And they're like an hour, a little bit over an hour long.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it today after I get back from Bradenton.
Did you see, speaking of documentary, did you see that they came out with the second half of that R. Kelly bullshit?
I heard about it, but I didn't watch it.
You, I didn't watch, did you watch all it? Of it.
I heard it was sad.
That's why I couldn't watch all of it, because
it was real bad.
It was, I feel like,
was it like the first one with like the victims? There was like interviews, mm-hmm. or was it different?
It was interviews, but it was also, then they also, the episodes that I seen two episodes, mm-hmm. and I think it was like the second episode and the third episode. Like I didn't start it and I didn't finish it, but they had one, the episodes with the brother that's in jail.
Fuck him.
His crazy ass. Then they had also had episodes with a couple of R. Kelly's former co-workers or associates.
Whatever, yeah. They all should be in fucking jail. They all complicit.
If you, like, could literally, they're two white women. And
that
like,
worked with him?
Mm-hmm. And if you could hear how they was talking about these women, it was fucking ridiculous. And then, like, they had, there was this page out that was created after the first documentary came out.
And a page.
It was like some, like a basically website or something? Yeah, some type of blog page.
Oh, okay.
Basically, like shaming these girls, you know, belittling them, threatening them.
Who made it?
Well, so the white lady is on there, and she's just like, "I've heard of the page. I cannot remember what the page is called." She's like, "I've heard of it."
Yeah.
She's like, "I'm not too sure who made it, but I'm not against it either." Girl, what?
I don't understand why people would just defend that shit to the end.
Literally defending it to the end. Like, still, they're all still for him.
Yeah, they're fucking stupid.
Whole thing.
But like, then, this motherfucker not your meal ticket no more. He don't got no money.
He don't got no money.
Like, why are you doing this shit?
At least
if he had the money, like, I can get, okay, that's your meal ticket, whatever.
Right.
What are you defending at this point?
What are you defending? He has no career. He has nothing at this point.
And he wasn't making no money off of streams and shit, because he don't own none of the rights to his music. So the only people that making money was the record company.
Right.
He made his money off of tours.
Tours and stuff.
Yep.
And so there was one lady up there who was his hair braider. She was one of the newer victims. And like, just her story alone was just like, but then it's like, there's proof, like with her. She actually, something happened to her one time and she went after him. Like,
as soon as it happened.
Yeah, she went to the police. She lawyered up. When she first did it, she did take a settlement.
Yeah.
But then when, you know, after the first documentary had came out,
she's like, nah, fuck that.
Over in Chicago, they were like, you know, we need more people to stand up. We need more people to come speak because we don't have enough. Like, da 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 da. Like, she went against her settlement.
Yeah.
To do this documentary or just to go speak up in general.
That's good.
So it's like, okay. What do you, how?
So clearly something happened. Like, why would she say, fuck the money, I got to get this story out?
Even if, and she was older, but still, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't negate the fact.
At this point, it's just, you know, it's just the fact of how, what he's doing to these women and how he's doing it.
Yeah.
But, and then from the last documentary, the girl, the mom went and got her from the hotel.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
She actually did an interview.
The girl or the mom?
The girl did.
Oh, she did on the second part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
She did an interview.
Yeah, because if she didn't speak on the first one.
No, she did an interview and she spoke on some things in like her experience or whatever. She didn't like get too, of course, none of
too
it is
detail.
Too explicit or nothing like that. But she did go into it and explained why she went, because, you know, she went back not too long after the first documentary mm-hmm. came out. She explained like she went back for the one
to try to
Jocelyn
get the other girl
because she didn't want to leave her.
Yeah.
And but then she realized, you know,
that bitch stuck.
Like she had to leave again, and like after that second time she stayed gone.
That's good.
But she spoke and I didn't finish.
I had saw something
like
happened
that.
With them recently. I think they sued, one of them is suing or some shit. You heard about that?
Yeah, the two girls that was fighting all hard
yeah.
for him. One of the girls, she's all completely against him. She left.
Yeah.
She's back with her family. She's reunited with her family. But when in the process of her leaving, she got into a fight with the other girl. And that was all on
which
the
shade. Which one did she fight?
Room.
The younger one or the older one? Like, which one escaped? The younger one?
The youngest one.
Azriel or whatever. Azriel, so she left. Okay,
and so that she got into a fight with the one girl, Joyce.
That's what it was.
And that's what was all on the Shade Room and stuff like that. Like, she was on live while she was like trying to leave and got into the fight or whatever. But she's the one, Azriel. She's the one that left, and she's like,
and she was the one that was pissing me off the most. Her goofy ass.
I mean,
I don't even feel bad. Well, let me not say that. Because this is fucked up. But it's like, bro, like, to a certain point, you got yourself looking stupid now. Like, the way she was talking to Gail King and shit like this. Who the fuck is you talking to, little girl? Gail wanted to pop that. You can tell she wanted to pop that little girl in her fucking mouth.
Is she, she, like, posts stuff. Like, I went on her little page because now she has, like, an Instagram and everything. And I went on there and I see, like, some of the stuff that she was posting after that on her story and everything. And, you know, she admitted that. She fucked up.
Okay, good.
She lied too much. Good. And she needed to get herself back on track. Now, granted, she's still all over. I don't know if she's probably getting counseling. I would hope so. I'm sure of them are getting intensive counseling. But
they probably got people offering to give to counseling.
Yeah, but she's not moping around sad. Like the Dominique girl I seen, she was pregnant.
Oh, good.
So I'm glad that they're able to
continue with their life,
but that shit's crazy.
The fucking ex-wife wasn't on there, was she?
No. Her goofy ass. She wasn't on there, and Sparkle wasn't on there.
Sparkle. Oh, okay, Sparkle okay. Sparkle didn't come back. She was the singer. The singer, yeah.
I don't know if she didn't come back because she got a lot
of backlash. But I don't think that was fair.
I don't think it was fair either.
People were saying, like, oh, you gave...
her niece to him.
Like, basically. No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
You working on music, like...
I don't think that was the case at all. And I mean, obviously it couldn't have been the case because you didn't hear anything else with them two after the fact.
Exactly. After she
dropped her first song, that's what she said. She dropped the first song, then all this shit happened.
Yep. And then she was like, nah.
No. But then they were like, because she came out with a song after the documentary. Okay, well, the song was about her.
It was for the show. It wasn't like...
So what do you mean? People just...
Yeah.
Crazy.
They probably asked her to do that. Like who was it? What channel was this on?
Lifetime.
They probably approached her like, oh, it'd be great if you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like, remember when back in the day, every Will Smith movie would come out, he'd have like a song?
Yes.
It was like, it's something like that, yeah.
But I mean, and two, honestly, I wouldn't know what else she would have to talk about.
Because she wasn't.
Once everything happened with her niece, she separated herself from him. So what other information would she have to give?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, and at that point, she'd just be talking.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like one of the ladies from one of his original backup dancer, singer girls, she came back on the second documentary I seen. But I mean, she was with him for a long time.
Yeah, she probably had more stuff. Yeah.
And I think you can tell if I was in her shoes, the guilt. I would have so much guilt because she worked with him for a long time, knowingly.
Yeah.
Worked with
him. She feel bad. Like she should have said something.
Like she should have been did something or should have been said something.
That's just like, I've been listening to this podcast called Last Podcast on the Left, and they talk about a whole bunch of different shit, like serial killers. Mm-hmm. It's like a true crime podcast. So they talk about like crime, like serial killers, cults and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And right now I was just re-listening to some old episodes, and they were talking about cults or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that's like a lot of part, like, which it kind of applies to this situation, the same type of mental, the mental spaces people get in. It's like once they say the reason people stay in cults for so long, and like us, that is like the free people, quote unquote, the ones that are looking out, like how do people stay that long? They sound dumb, like that clit shit's stupid. But it get like once you're in the shit for so long, it gets to the point where you're like, damn, like you're afraid to like admit that you were wrong. Mm-hmm. So you're like, fuck. So you kind of just keep riding out, hoping that shit gets better, and it never does. And it's like, it's why people stay in Scientology and shit. Like, damn, like once they finally realize, it's like, damn, I done spent all this money, mm-hmm. that XYZ, I done did all this shit. And like, you feel dumb. You feel like, god damn, like, and you embarrassed. So it's like people don't want to get that embarrassment. So they just keep riding out. I think that's why it takes people so long to speak out about stuff like that.
You have to be able to accept your part. And I think that's hard for a lot of people. That's a lot. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to do it.
Like you said, the guilt. Mm-hmm. Like you said with the one lady.
Yeah, I honestly believe. Excuse me. Because you'll hear her talking about something or given an experience, and then like you get instantly you get mad because it's like, how the hell your, why is your ass there watching all this stuff happen? Like, you know, but then it's like you see her reaction as she's after she's telling the story, and as she's telling it, it's like, damn,
yeah, it's not fair to just put that on her.
Like, damn, it's like, what can you
do? Yeah, at the end of the day, what can, like, if she can speak up, all they're gonna do is just fire her,
right? What could you have done?
She gonna do her little lawsuit, and they probably gonna try to pay her settlement or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
That shit's crazy. Hopefully, I'm curious to see how much time he gets off his. I don't think he's gonna get let free.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I don't think it's gonna be like,
they're not gonna give him a life. He didn't murder nobody.
No. But he's gonna have some time on his.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
And he gonna be in
there. Like, just think about any other time his ass is going to jail. He's been right back out.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, he's been sitting.
Like, this time, and it's crazy how that documentary came out. Then I was watching Barbershop. Mm-hmm. I think it was the second one. And, like, I'm assuming that Barbershop came out around the time he went to jail for the video. Yeah. First time, like, he was caught up.
Yeah.
And they, like, brought jokes out and stuff about it. And I was like, golly.
Yeah, how the universe just shows you that.
That's
yeah.
Some crazy. It's like, crazy. God damn it. And, you know, you looking at it back then, it's a high kiki.
It's just like the Boondocks, when they called out about that shit early as fuck. Like, they was early on that R. Kelly shit. Even, like, fucking Dave Chappelle and shit like that.
There was an interviewer, well, a guy that does, I think he was one of the, he wrote the book about it.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, he's like, you know, he still has a hard time watching Dave Chappelle's last stand-up thing on Netflix, because, you know, he spoke about
stuff. Yeah, he was like, I think he said the lady that produces, like, she approached him about this shit to be on it. He was like, mm-mm, I ain't going on that. He was like, nope.
Well, he spoke on it, and, you know, the reporter was basically saying, like, you know, he respect Dave Chappelle as, for what he did and as a, you know, artist, but it's like, at some point, you have to admit, too, like, that was not, you know, I realize now how wrong that is, but it's like.
But that's the thing, like, everybody thought of it as like a joke back then. Mm-hmm. So you can't just put that all on Dave. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was making fun of that shit.
Yeah.
It's like. Because the way that they handled the trial, like, they drugged the shit out so long to the point where the shit was just.
They drug it out for nothing to happen to him.
Yeah. Because, like, his original charges were like in what, 90, right. I don't know, like 90 something.
Yeah.
And then, like, and he didn't go to trial until like 2000 and something. Mm-hmm. So, like, that shit was, like, and it was just hung up in the courts for, like, 10 years or some crazy shit. You know what I mean?
So, I don't know what they were expecting, but the shit was pretty crazy.
But yeah, I'll probably check it out. How many parts is that, do you know?
I think it was only just 4.
Oh, okay.
4 or 5. I don't think it was that.
What'd you watch it on?
I just watched it on demand. Lifetime. It's was not it still on Netflix
yet. Oh, it was yet. Lifetime. Oh, yeah, the first one is on Netflix now.
It's not on Netflix yet, so. But yeah, hopefully these girls are getting the proper mental help
that they need. And if any of you ladies want to reach out to the podcast, DM Sharon. Not going to get me. That's fucked up.
Oh man. That's crazy.
Hey, that's my line. So anyway, I think we had a good first episode back. 2020. This is episode 91. We're almost at 100.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing this for a while now.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
Dang. First time around, it didn't happen like this.
Nah, it didn't. we always think about that every now and then.
Yeah, because I remember, like, I mean, not saying we weren't as excited about it, but
it was just less organized. It was
literally like, I don't know. I felt like it was just kind of like, hey, let's do this. All right.
Yeah.
And then.
No thought really put into it.
None whatsoever. It was still funny, though. I remember, but that's crazy.
Yeah. But this year, we stepping on niggas' necks.
Yeah, we got to get back on. I did not realize we was that far away from the last episode. I know it's been a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, it was, like, thinking about the actual time.
It's been like a month. About a month. 3 weeks, a month, something like that. But anyways, any final thoughts?
Everybody have a good week. Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody get you worked up.
Okay. I know that's right.
You know, keep it moving. Do your thing. And that's it.
I know, that's right. That's a word. So what are you going to get into the rest of your afternoon? You got your Thriller jacket on and shit.
Well,
y'all,
it's just a simple leather jacket.
It's close to midnight. That's all I know.
Now I'm going to go by the grocery store real quick. And then I got this last assignment. I'm about to just go.
Knock it out.
And that's.
And then you're just going to chill the rest of the day.
Yeah. I mean, in my mind, I was like, ooh, if I get down early enough, maybe I'll go sit at 5:40 and have a drink or two. But
you'll probably be done. Oh, I ain't got my watch on. You'll probably be done by then. It's only 2:20.
It depends on, like, I'm going to go by my grandma's house and stuff. It depends on when I leave there, too. So it's like.
Right. I'll be forgetting.
By the time I leave there, I don't be motivated for much.
Yeah, I feel you.
What are you looking at?
I don't know. It's an ad. If you have dark spots, do this immediately. You see how it looks? Like, what the fuck is that?
Here is like you looking at some weirdly shaped butt cheeks.
Oh, no.
From this angle, that's what it looked like.
I was trying to pull that up. But yeah. Anyway, see where your mind's at. You trying to see some cheeks. Anyway, this has been episode 91 of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Goldenchild and Sharon.
The normal one.
And as always, my stomach, you heard that?
Did you eat some?
No, I'm not even hungry. That was weird.
Yeah, boo-boo?
No.
Oh.
Man, okay. Mom?
Make sure you're
and
right.
As always, holla at your guala.
Peace out.
Jesus.